Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more. Arnie's advice for Phil Mickelson? Stay focused. Phil Mickelson won the extended Monday morning finish at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am Classic with a three-shot victory. The tournament was suspended on Sunday night due to darkness after a very rare hailstorm littered the scenic Pacific Seaside Golf Course for about 2 hours during the final round on Sunday. With his victory, Mickelson claimed his 44th professional career title, which now ranks Lefty in ninth place on the all-time PGA victory list. The leader in career PGA wins is Sam Snead with 82. Right behind him, Tiger Woods is in second place at 80. He's two behind. Jack Nicklaus is in third at 73. Then Ben Hogan with 64. Arnold Palmer, 62. Byron Nelson, 52. Billy Casper with 51 wins. And Walter Hagen has 45. Walter is only one ahead of Phil Mickelson. So I was a little surprised to see that Phil has been on the tour now for 29 years. For PGA players with at least one professional win, only Sam Snead and Raymond Floyd with 30 seasons have played longer on the PGA Tour. One way or another, though, Sunday, June 16, 2019 is going to be a huge day for Phil Mickelson. In addition to turning 49 years old on that Sunday, it's also Father's Day and the final round of the U.S. Open Golf Championship. With three Masters green jackets and one win each at the British Open and the PGA Championships, the U.S. Open is the only professional golf major championship which has evaded Phil Mickelson's trophy case. He's finished second in that event a record six times during his golf career. With a happy birthday Father's Day win this June at the U.S. Open, Mick would become the sixth professional golfer to complete the career Grand Slam of golf. He would join Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Gary Player, Ben Hogan, and Gene Sarazen in this elite golf club. Now, let's turn up the pressure a little bit more. With Phil Mickelson's win on Monday at Pebble Beach Golf Links, it marked the fifth career win he's had at one of the most beloved layouts in the world. In June, the U.S. Open will be played at, drumroll please, the very same Pebble Beach. Phil Mickelson was born in Southern California. He still resides in the San Diego area. Even if someone like Tiger Woods is in the mix this June at the U.S. Open, Phil's boisterous California fans should dominate the grounds of Pebble Beach that weekend. While it's great to have the majority of crowd in your corner, it could put some additional pressure on the golfer too. I'm reading Arnold Palmer's book, A Golfer's Life. Palmer was at the top of his professional popularity when the 1962 U.S. Open was contested at Oakmont Country Club, which is in western Pennsylvania near his hometown of Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Arnold Palmer, like Phil Mickelson, was a huge crowd favorite, and Arnie's Army really wanted their favorite golfer to take down that young upstart golfer named Jack Nicklaus that week. Arnie said that Nicklaus's concentration, especially while the pro-Palmer Western Pennsylvania golf fans were quite rude to Jack, was the best he had ever seen on a golf course. The final round ended in a tie, and Arnold Palmer's playoff loss to Nicklaus at Oakmont the following day was one of his biggest professional golf disappointments. In his book, Arnold Palmer said that he later asked Jack Nicklaus to travel with him in hopes of finding out the secret of Nicklaus's amazing ability to concentrate and focus on the golf course. Arnie, like Phil Mickelson, was known for his go-for-broke playing style. Just like most average golfers who spend quite a lot of time hacking out of the rough, the trees, and the bunkers, Arnold Palmer and Phil Mickelson uniquely bond with average golfers by their own ability to recover from the occasional errant shots. And also like Arnold Palmer, Phil Mickelson doesn't shy away from his adoring golf fans and generally has a smile or a wave for his legion of followers. Mickelson's fans called themselves Phil Fanatics, and they will be lining the fairways and greens of Pebble Beach en masse this June. Arnold Palmer mentions in his book that his biggest professional defeats came when he would lose his own concentration on the golf course while his beloved Army was prone to congratulate him a little too early for his success prior to claiming victory after the final putt on the 72nd hole. Arnold Palmer mentioned in his book that his tough father, Deke Palmer, who he called Pap, would tell his son, "Never quit, never look up, And most of all, never lose your focus until you've completed your round. Phil Mickelson would be wise to heed some of those thoughts this summer as he attempts to win his first U.S. Open on a golf course where he's seen great success, and he'll have legions of fans patting him on the back all the way through. It's only 4 months until the U.S. Open in mid-June. This is gonna be fun. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.